Our story today is called In the Right Hands by Bob Perks. What do you do with all the junk, he asked as he walked down the hill. What you see as junk, I see as possible treasure, I replied. You call all that treasure, he asked? Only when I see it as something else, something new. I've been working in my backyard the last few weeks, part of a keep myself busy plan. I try to keep myself busy doing things that need doing around the house. You see, I'm self-employed, well, unemployed, no, self-reliant, independent, sometimes bored. So the yard and the shed need attention. Next week is cleanup week in my community, so we get to haul all the things we no longer need to the dumpsters outside the township building. There was indeed a hidden treasure in this pile of throwaways. During my digging phase that I found it, you see, my wife decided she wanted to expand a section of the rock garden in the corner of the yard. While cleaning up, I found this tiny bottle, about 2 inches high and a half inch thick. Looked like it had a cork on the top, and I'm thinking perhaps a glass stopper, like one in a perfume bottle. Of course, my mind begins to play with all kinds of possibilities. I wonder who it belonged to, where it came from. Was it a gift from a young man to his sweetheart? I showed it to my neighbor and challenged him with the idea. It's junk. Look, there's a piece broken on the top. I'd toss it out, he concluded. Not me. It's still useful. I know every time I see it, my mind will dance. I like seeing it as a gift. Not only the imagined one from a guy to his girl, but the gift I was given just because I found it. It can still hold something. I'll find a small cork and a little colored water to add to it. When I hold it, I'll imagine the hand that tossed it aside. Junk, just because it's slightly damaged, doesn't mean it's lost its purpose. Like me, I've been damaged, broken, chipped, and after all that, I still have a purpose. God picked me up out of the trash pile, dusted me off, and found something new that I could do many times. Perhaps this time writing is the one thing I was meant to do all along. Maybe, just maybe, I needed to be broken and tossed aside in order to fulfill His plans for me. So next time you pass by a lost soul, beaten down and damaged, tossed aside and seen as junk by others, remember that it's God's vessel. In the right hands, even a broken bottle is a treasure. From 2 Corinthians 4:7. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.